CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Les Productions Nuit d'Afrique presents Malian superstar Oumou Sangaré, who has influenced the likes of Beyoncé and Alicia Keys. Oumou Sangaré will perform an exclusive concert at M. Toulouse on April 21st, 2024. Tickets and info at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3. FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
For that French New Wave film I wanna see.
Experimental electronic meets a modern-day 80s indie pop rock daydream. Adam Ma is no stranger to creating evocative music. His newest album, Year of the Dog, explores themes surrounding navigating long-term relationships, nostalgia baiting, and the music industry's current state. With appearances from Jordan Lawler, Royal, and Reek. Listen to Adam Ma's latest album, Year of the Dog, on your favorite streaming platform today.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you.
Yes, what is it?
Can I see Mr. Roman?
What do you want to see him about?
Well, I'd like to give him something that belongs to him.
What do you want?
Can I see Mr. Roman?
What do you want to see him about?
I'd like to give him something that belongs to him.
Come inside.
What was it you just said it to do?
I said I wanted to see Mr. Roman.
What for?
Well, I've got something for him.
Could mean a lot of things. What have you got?
Well, you're not Mr. Roman.
How do you know?
Well, you just don't fit.
Is it all right, Mr. Gino?
I guess it's all right. Better take him in myself. Come on. Wait here.
I like it. That's all right. You're a good barber, Miss Cornish.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rowan.
How do you feel? I mean, how's it feel being a barber? Cutting men's hair. Feels good, huh? And look at her. Hey, she's blushing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Roman. You moved.
But you didn't.
Quick enough. Get her out of here.
Stupid dame.
Beast. Filthy beast.
Catch him.
What can I do for you, Jack?
Are you Mr. Roman?
That's right.
What you'd like to have this back?
Is it mine?
It's got your name in it.
Where'd you find it?
Well, I don't remember the name of the street. It was in front of a restaurant, though.
How much was in it?
$81. I spent $1.50 for breakfast. There's $79.50 there now.
How do you like that for an honest guy?
I don't. Silly law-abiding jerk.
How do you like that? He comes all the way out here just because he found it. You know, you ought to get a medal. Gino, go buy him a medal.
Thanks. I got a medal.
Oh. Ex-GI, huh?
Yeah, yes, I was in the Navy.
I like him. I want to do something for him.
Give him a sawbuck. That's the trouble with you, Gino. You have no appreciation for honesty. Tell me something. What made you bring the wallet back?
Well, I don't know. Now that I'm here, I wonder myself. I guess I'm just a sucker.
I like that, too. Can you drive a car?
Yes, sir.
And you got a job. What do you need two chauffeurs for?
Fire Claiborne.
All right.
No, wait a minute. I don't want to take another fellow's job.
Take it easy, Jack.
The name's Scott. Chuck Scott.
Okay, Scotty. Hello, Fats. Fats, what do you do besides talking the telephone all the time and trying to reach you for 45 minutes? Oh, never mind that. How about Johnson? Did you contact him yet? Or what's his stall this time? I'll have him at my house for dinner Wednesday night. No, Fats, not Thursday, Wednesday.
Yes? Right. Be right there. Thanks, Job. Oh, Job. Like in the Bible? Kings, Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job. Fine, I won't forget it. Bye. Something wrong. I can't slow the car down.
Relax, Scotty. I take care of all that back here. You just handle the wheel.
You mean you...
That's right.
Yes?
Drives.
We'll find out.
Maybe not.
Thank you.
do you feel, Scotty?
Well, fine. But I don't get it.
Who does? Yeah, he's all right. He's a good chauffeur. You're all right, Scotty.
Thanks. What do we do now?
You take over. She's all yours. Well, Mr. Johnson, how do you like our little house?
Oh, it's charming. However, I never thought I'd enjoy the pleasure of having dinner here.
You know, Mr. Johnson had the idea I didn't like him. Just because he took away some of my business.
I guess he doesn't know you too well.
I must say there aren't many men would have taken it the way your husband has, Mrs. Roman.
Live and let live. That's my motto. Isn't that so, Gino?
Oh, the world is big enough for all of us. You too, Mr. Johnson.
Well, thank you, Gino. I have a very interesting house, too, in Havana. I'd be very pleased if you'd all come and visit me sometime. You've been in Havana, haven't you, Mrs. Roman?
No, I've never been there.
No, Mrs. Roman doesn't travel very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Doctor's orders?
No, mine.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll let you go on with your business. Oh, good night, Mr. Johnson.
Good night, Ms. Roman.
It was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Oh, she's beautiful.
How about a little brandy?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Where's Tommy?
No, he behaved badly. I put him in a cellar.
Oh, Tommy's a dog. It's a big dog.
Oh. Yes. I'm not drinking alone, am I?
No.
Mr. Roman, could I ask you a very personal question?
Oh, yes, of course.
What is your business, really?
Gino, what business would you say we were in, really?
No, I'd say the amusement business.
The amusement business?
Yes, strictly for laughs. All kidding aside, Mr. Johnson, I still want to buy those two ships of yours.
Yeah, but I don't want to sell.
Oh, maybe we can talk you into it.
What do you say, Mr. Johnson?
Well, I'll think it over.
Oh, no, that'll be too long.
I can let you know tomorrow.
No, tonight. Now.
Well, how much would you give me for them?
Nothing.
Oh, you're joking, huh? Oh, I've had a lovely evening, but I've got to run along. We can go into it further
tomorrow. Oh, no, you can't go now, Mr. Johnson, without seeing the rest of the house. Well, you haven't even seen the upstairs or the wine cellar.
Oh, we have a nice wine cellar.
Well, I would like to see the wine cellar. Napoleon brandy. 1815? Oh, Gino, I don't believe it. Why, I didn't think there was a bottle of real Napoleon brandy left in existence. Why, Gino, do you realize that... Gino! Gino! Hey, Gino! 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 Hey, Gino! 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 Oh, no. Gino! Oh, no. 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 No, no. 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 No.
Turn off here, please.
Standing awfully close, miss. Think you better step back.
What happened to Claiborne?
Well, he's gone, miss.
It's Mrs. Roman.
I beg your pardon. I didn't know.
Oh, that's all right. I think I like it better the other way.
Anything I can do?
Yes, Vic, it's 3 years ago. If you can't do that, call me, miss. And if you can't do that, just look the other way. You can go back to the car. What's out there, straight ahead?
Well, Havana, I think.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, I was a long time ago.
What was it like?
Oh, for me, it was cheap hotels, cheap restaurants, cheap friends. All places are alike when you're broke.
It would be worth $1,000 to me to get to Havana.
$1,000?
Yes.
Steamship tickets only about 30.
I could never make it alone.
Why not?
Have you ever been afraid? Really afraid?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to take me to Havana.
But why me?
I think I can trust you.
You mean you think I look like I, need $1,000, huh?
Have it your way. But I still think I can trust you. When can we go?
How soon can you leave?
Now, right this minute.
That's a pretty long swim. I'll check the sailings tomorrow. Think I better take you home now?
All right.
That'll be 4220. Sign that, please.
Two tickets for Havana tonight, please.
I'm sorry, there's no space available. We're completely sold out.
Are you sure?
Just a moment. There may be a cancellation.
Right.
Yes, here's one. But it's a single cabin. Will that do you?
Yes, it'll have to.
How many tickets?
Two. How much is that?
That'll be $57.60. Sign there, please. The SS Cuba leaves pair 26 at 11 o'clock tonight.
Thank you, sir. Keep the change.
Thank you.
Get Joe?
Yes, ma'am. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I got the tickets for Havana. It's on a ship called the, Cuba. Leaves 11 o'clock tonight. I'll be waiting in my room. Now, don't you call. Have Job call as usual. I'll bring the car around. No, don't worry. They don't know where I am. Yes, I'm picking him up at the Union Bank now. Good. See you later. Bye.
Only Thursday.
Any particular boat?
Let's see my dear. I don't care.
White roses, big anchor. $150. You know, Eddie, 15 years ago in Cicero, same roses to same anchor, could have picked it up for a double sawbuck. Maybe two bits. $150. Brother, I don't care what they say, that's inflation. Scotty.
Yes, sir?
Mrs. Roman goes for a drive almost every day, doesn't she?
Yes, sir.
Where does she go?
Nowhere in particular.
What do you mean, nowhere?
Well, just along the beach.
Always the same place?
Yes, same place.
How do you know that? I didn't. I want to go there, Scotty.
Now?
Now.
Yes.
What does she see out there?
I wouldn't know.
What do you see out there, Scotty?
Sky, water.
Have a special meaning for her. What does it mean to you?
I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist.
You don't have to be to figure this out.
that right, Gino?
I'd say she was contemplating a voyage.
She ever say anything to you about it?
Why would she tell me?
You've got the kind of face women like to talk to. Where do you think they've gone, Gino?
I don't have to think, I know. To Havana on a Cuba. Found it in a wastebasket. What do you want me to do?
Play the other side.
I didn't know you were a musician.
Haven't played in a long time. Still scared?
I'm getting over it. But you don't get over 3 years of terror in one night.
He couldn't follow us here.
What's our first stop?
Havana.
Looks like all roads lead to Havana.
That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
I owe you $1,000.
Who did it belong to before?
They don't ask you that when you spend it.
Not our boat.
How much time do we have?
Forget time.
You think we'll make it?
We've got to.
Señor, el caballo no puede estar aquí toda la noche.
Hey, what are we stopping here for?
El caballo no puede estar aquí toda la noche.
What was that?
The horse is tired.
Take us back to the boat. Did you hear me? Take us back to the boat.
I already told you the horse is tired.
Chuck, let's get out.
Say, our boat leaves in an hour for South America. How much of a walk is it from here to the docks?
Yo no entiendo bien inglés. Vamos, Pancho.
What did he say?
Something about not understanding English.
He must not understand money either. Didn't take his fare.
Chuck, what do we do now?
I don't know. Let's get a drink.
All right.
Thanks. No, wait a minute. We should go back to the boat.
Who's afraid now?
Scared.
on, senor.
Don't care what happens now. I just don't care.
Laura, don't keep saying that. Please don't keep saying
it. I won't. I won't say it anymore. Because I do.
Scar?
Knife wound. No other marks.
We're waiting, Mr. Scott.
Oh, can I make you understand you've got the wrong man? I loved her.
You loved her, so you killed her. That's understandable.
She was all I had.
So you made sure no one could take her from you.
Oh, you're blind. Why would we come all this way together?
I let you tell me why. Just answer three questions. How long had this woman been in Havana?
Oh, we got off the boat around 6 o'clock this evening.
8 hours ago. Had she ever been here before? Did she know anyone here, anyone at all?
No.
There is your answer. Do you still insist somebody else did it? In a place where she had just arrived, in a place where she had never been in her life before? And above all, with your own knife.
It wasn't my knife.
But you just admitted a moment ago it was your
knife. I didn't admit it was my knife. I merely said it looked like my knife, but it wasn't.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. The knife you bought. You did buy a knife.
Yes, I bought a knife!
Save your strength, my friend. You may need it. Your knife. Let me see. Describe it again, please.
On the handle of the knife I had, the little carved monkey was holding his ears. The knife you've got is covering his eyes. You can see that.
It's covering his eyes, but not mine.
Don't joke. If you don't believe me, ask the shopkeeper. Find out what kind of a knife I bought.
Are you sure this is the place?
Yeah, that's it.
I repeat, for a stranger in Havana, you certainly found an out-of-the-way place in a very much of a hurry.
We didn't find it. I told you a guide brought us here.
I know. The guide who kept pestering you, the one who drove you to the nightclub, eh?
You don't believe anything, do you?
My clients have a chronic tendency to color the truth. You first, Mr. Scott. Just a moment, please. Not so quick. Where is Chin?
I'm Chin.
I'm Lieutenant Acosta, Homicide Squad.
What can I do for you?
Madam, will you please tell the gentleman?
We'll ask the questions. Take a look at this man here. Did you ever see him before?
Yes.
When?
The gentleman was here earlier tonight.
Alone?
No, he was with a lady.
Did he buy anything?
Silk handkerchief for a lady.
That all?
The gentleman also bought a knife.
What kind of knife?
A knife with a jade handle, to cut letters, to cut fruit, to hang on a wall, maybe.
Describe the jade handle.
A jade handle had a carved monkey.
We know that. Describe the monkey.
Monkey was holding his eyes. So.
Oh, you're crazy. I bought the one that was holding his ears.
The gentleman is mistaken.
Are you sure the one he bought was holding its eyes?
They come three to a set. First one assaulted his gentleman. The others I still have. I can show you.
Show me.
These are imported from Hong Kong. I only ordered one set. Cost too much. Never sold any except to this gentleman. See?
Well, Mr. Scott?
I don't understand. I'm sure I bought this one. The one that's holding its ears.
Why did you buy any knife?
I didn't buy a knife. I mean, I didn't intend to buy a knife, but... Well, Lorna was looking for jade, and she said the only jade she had was on the knife handles. And the one we finally bought was this one. The one that's holding its ears.
Perhaps Madame Chin switched to the knives, huh?
She must have.
Did you ever see Chin before?
No.
Why would she change the knives? Answer me! Why would she change the knives?
I don't know.
Because you are a stranger, and only because you are a stranger, we've given you every chance to clear yourself. should have been locked up an hour ago. Admit it. You know you killed her. Admit it!
All right.
Then you did kill her.
Yes.
Why, Mr. Scott?
Because she was afraid. Because she wanted to go back.
Back? Where?
To her husband.
Her husband?
Her name wasn't Mrs. Scott. Her name was Mrs. Eddie Roman. We left Miami together last night on the Cuba. We docked here this morning. Didn't leave our cabin till it was dark. Wound up in that nightclub. We had a drink there.
Mr. Scott, you're a gentleman. Only from the viewpoint of the police, of course. Have a cigarette.
Pablo! Jose! There you are! Keep on, keep on!
¿No viste su nombre?
Sí, subió hasta el último piso.
¡Arriba! Quédese allí.
Muy bien, jefe.
El escape de la gente.
Vamos a empezar abajo.
Está buena idea, Ana.
Hacer con él.
Debe estar aquí en este edificio.
Vamos a buscarlo. Tiene que estar aquí adentro. ¡Abran la puerta! ¡Es la autoridad! ¡Abran la puerta! ¡Adelante!
¡Fuera de aquí! No tiene ningún negocio aquí en mi casa.
Si no se calla, me la llevo a la cárcel.
No calle nada.
No está en este piso. Vámonos para abajo.
Sí, él está en el edificio. Lo encontraremos.
Seguro, vamos.
¡Pronto!
Thanks a lot. Say, you never saw me before, but you helped me. Why?
Cops. I hate cops.
Is there any other way out of here?
Only the way you came in. Americano?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an American. Miss, I just thought of something. Do you know the man that takes the pictures at the La Habana Club? You know, the little flashlight photographs? Not that it matters now, but I just thought that maybe he did get something. And if he did, it might...
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
This radio station is on fire.
Colt MTL's Best of MTL 2024 Readers' Poll is now open for voting. This is their 12th annual poll. Best of MTL is a forum to reward your favorite local people, places, media, art, food, events, and services. Vote for CKUT 90.3 FM as the best radio station in the city. Polls are open now until this Sunday at 11:59 p.m. on the dot. That's April 14th, 2024, so get voting right now. You can go vote at coltmtl.com.
Les Productions Nuit d'Afrique presents Malian superstar Oumu Sangaré, who has influenced the likes of Beyoncé and Alicia Keys. Oumu Sangaré will perform an exclusive concert at M. Toulouse on April 21st, 2024. Tickets and info at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
L'électronique expérimentale rencontre une rave indie pop rock moderne des années 80. Adam Ma crée une musique évocatrice. Son nouvel album, Year of the Dog, explore des thèmes tels que les relations à long terme, l'attrait de la nostalgie et l'état actuel de l'industrie musicale. Avec des apparitions de Jordan Lawler, Royal et Ricky, écoutez le nouveau album d'Adam Ma, Year of the Dog, sur votre plateforme de streaming préférée dès aujourd'hui.
As soon as I can get there. Thanks, sir.
Take it easy, Chuck. Now let's try and start with the beginning.
There doesn't seem to be any beginning. All I can remember is the end of it.
Sit down, Chuck.
Yeah, but this outfit. Where'd I get this uniform?